tanneries. An unstoppable onslaught of advertising and misinformation at every turn.
Even by those that are trying to claim they care about your health.
One man faces the ultimate battle. This is hashtag 365.
Day 102 of hashtag 365. Hiya! Feeling good today. I feel like it's going to be a good way in. I've got a feeling. Although I am out tonight, I'm hosting like a quiz event tonight in Shepherd's Bush in London. And I think there's probably going to be quite a lot of booze there, which I'm slightly nervous about. It'll be fine. Just don't have a kebab afterwards. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. Everything's going to be fine. It will be fine, right? Wanted to talk about portion sizes today, which seems like a strange segue. But it shouldn't surprise you. You know what I'm like. Portion sizes. Have you ever stopped to think about how weird it is that in modern society, we let other people decide how much food we should eat? I think as we've moved towards a more convenient, in inverted commas, society, where there's ready meals and fast food and takeaways and people eat out in restaurants more often, all that kind of stuff, in every one of those instances, you're handing over control of your portion sizes to other people who are deciding for you how much goes in your plate. And if you're overweight, like me, you can probably relate to the fact that when you eat your food, pretty much no matter what you've got on your plate, you eat everything on your plate. Right? If you get a ready meal, you eat the whole ready meal. If you go out for some food in a restaurant and they bring out some food, you eat everything on the plate. It's very rare, if you're anything like me, it's very rare that you'll leave anything at all. So what's going on there is that someone else is completely dictating to you how much you should and shouldn't eat. And I know I keep banging on about Paul McKenna, but one of the things that Paul McKenna says, he says that when you're trying to like move towards a more healthy lifestyle, trying to lose weight, get slim, whenever you eat, you should always, and it might seem a little bit wasteful, but there's a positive reason for it. You should always leave something on your plate, even if it's one chip or like a quarter of an egg or whatever it is that you're eating. The final mouthful of hamburger, whatever it is. Just leave that on the plate. And the reason he says that that's psychologically beneficial is because what you're doing is you're sending a message to your brain repeatedly. If you do it again and again and it becomes habit, you're sending messages to your brain that it's up to you how much you eat. That you're in tune with your own body and you'll stop eating when you've eaten enough. And although that seems like such a simple thing, I think there's a lot of, I think it kind of rings true, doesn't it? There's a lot of insightful truth in that. I think if I started doing that, if I started just leaving a little bit in plate, and I always think this about my wife, you know, she's thin. She always leaves something on her plate. And I don't think she does it on purpose, but whenever it's because it annoys me, because when I go to clear our plates away, I always have to scrape her plate because there's always something on it, whilst mine is completely clean, sometimes like licked clean. But she always leaves something, always, no matter where we are, restaurant, takeaway, anywhere. There's always one little thing left. And she's stick thin and I'm not. And I'm just saying, like, if you look at the habits of healthy people, of slim people, you may notice that. So something to look out for. Just be mindful of that as we move forwards. Who's actually in control of what you're eating? Is it you or is it the person that's dishing your food up? Something to bear in mind, I think. Anyways, this is day 102. Wish me luck for tonight. I am terrified that I'm going to drink loads and get carried away. But I've got to be mindful of it. Got to keep that cage door locked on my chimp. And everything will be fine. I've become acutely aware of the fact how I must sound absolutely crazy to anybody that's just tuned in for the first time. So many things that I'm like referring back to, especially the chimp thing. You have to really understand the chimp thing, otherwise it just sounds like I'm a maniac.